Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Chicago bringing us back. They were also inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. So congratulations to those guys. Great band, legendary band, and if you ever get a chance to see them in concert, they'll knock your hat off. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ovik Roy is our guest. He is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of Roy Healthcare Research and Investment Research Firm, the author of principal author of The Apothecary, which is all about healthcare policy, senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute. Ovik, folks, we're going to talk about healthcare. But Ovik, you kind of got us started on this issue with the two candidates, the Republican and especially the GOP, and whether that they're no longer a conservative party. Do we need to call the leadership in Congress and drop them a line about this, because they don't seem to have gotten the message? What do you think?
No, you know, actually, I think a lot of them intuitively get the message. They have to be accountable.
They don't like it, though, do they?
Well, some do and some don't, right? Some are saying, yeah, let's.
You think McConnell and Ryan like it? I don't think so.
Well, Ryan definitely doesn't. McConnell has said, no, we've got to fall in line. So okay. The people have had different opinions. The Republican Party's been split on it.
Romney doesn't like it. I don't know how much cachet he has, but he's been in a lot of trouble. So this idea that nationalism. We've got to find a way. I'm hoping if Trump wins, and I do, I'm one of the people who believes he can beat Clinton. I think Clinton can be beaten.
Yeah.
If Trump wins, yeah. I'm praying that he moderates his position and talks more about fair trade, not so much isolationism. What do you think? Because he's
a
deal maker.
Really,
he's a deal maker.
But I just see that as unlikely, because if he wins, campaigning on the issues that he's campaigned on, what would make him feel like he shouldn't stick with what's been
no? But see, but see, don't forget this, Ovik. He's a deal maker. He's a negotiator, as am I. And you often go into a deal wanting certain things, and you wind up realizing, okay, I'm going to take what's best for me right now.
But here's what's interesting about Donald Trump, and this is why the Forbes column piece that we started talking about is so important. It helps predict and understand his behavior. So there are certain things he's willing to compromise on and make deals on. So, for example, things that are more conventionally conservative, like his tax cut plan, he's willing to throw that overboard. He's willing to negotiate on that because it's not that important to him. But on building the wall with Mexico, on shutting down Muslim immigration,
right,
on free trade, on these other things that are really truly his nationalist ideas, he's doubled down on them and said,
but
no,
how much of that, though, Ovik, is what we know they all have to do? They have a message for primaries, then they have a message for the general election, then they govern a certain way. What do you think?
Well, I don't think
don't think Trump would moderate at all?
Well, no, because, I mean, not on that stuff. Again, there's stuff that he's clearly said to sort of appease conservatives,
mm-hmm.
which is his economic plans, his tax cuts, mm-hmm. and things like that. But the rest, the stuff that he did to really kind of be the insurgent candidate who knocked out all the other Republicans, that's the stuff that he thinks is his winning
message.
But your
man Perry is endorsing him.
That's correct, and so will many other Republicans.
Yeah. So is he not? Is Trump not making you happy, the things that he says about health care?
Well, he hasn't actually. I mean, I will say this. You know, I don't agree with a lot of things Trump says. But I probably agree with him more on health care than on other issues, in the
mm-hmm.
sense that I do believe that that conservatives, Republicans, should strive to make sure that every American has health insurance. I wouldn't do it exactly how Trump does it.
Right.
But
isn't he in favor of health savings accounts, which am I?
Well, I don't know if he said that. He said he's in favor of single-payer health care, which I totally am against.
I am too.
But he has said more broadly that he supports universal coverage, which I agree with, and I think that, you know, if he campaigned on a kind of market-based universal coverage system, I think that would be great. Now, he's not there yet, Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is on health care, he hasn't said anything. It's been contradictory and nonsensical at times. But the basic principles are not bad.
All right, there's Ovik Roy with warts and all for Trump. We've defined all the warts of Trump. Nobody needs to define the warts of Hillary, right? We've been around her a long time. We know where she stands.
Yeah.
Who would in the world according to Ovik, who would be the better president?
Well, that's a really tough question. I really honestly don't know who I'm going to vote for, if I'm even going to vote for the presidential
right.
on the presidential.
You mean are you saying to my audience right now, you who are a true healthcare market solution healthcare advocate, you would vote for Hillary?
I'm pretty sure that I wouldn't vote for Hillary.
Yeah.
The question is, could I vote?
You're having a hard time voting for Trump, huh? Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are like that, and I have to say that as someone who makes payroll every other week, and someone whose singular professional role in life is to advocate for others who make payroll, I'm a little torn myself. I'm not exactly. I don't know what I know what I'm going to do. But I'm not sure how I'm going to feel about it when I do it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I really try to think of my votes for president in terms of how I think about it 5-10 years down the road. Will
yeah.
I be proud of that
yeah.
vote or will I not?
Well, then you have to look at the Supreme Court if you're
absolutely.
Really going to do that. You have to,
I have not forgotten about that.
Yeah, we cannot forget that. That's like the elephant in the living room there, folks. All right, when we come back, I'm going to get over to talk to us about Why is United Healthcare exiting Obamacare exchanges in 34 states? That's a sea change, folks. That's a paradigm shift. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.